down his burden and bowed quite correctly. "Henry Hilper, ma'am." "You do not work here, Henry Hilper." Miranda tried to sound authoritative, but her voice shook with uncertainty.
"I do now, ma'am,"
Henry insisted.
"Now?"
"For the house party, ma'am."
Miranda tried to hide her surprise at his answer. "By whom were you hired? Any additions to the staff would certainly not have been made without her approval."
"By me," came a deep voice to her left.
Miranda felt her heart thud to a momentary halt. She closed her eyes and waited through an interminable moment for it to resume its normal pace. She knew that voice. Indeed, she would have recognized it in a crowded room. She probably could have picked it out on a battlefield if she'd needed to. Slowly, eyes closed, almost afraid of what she'd see, Miranda turned toward the stairs and that hauntingly familiar voice. She managed to swallow, despite feeling her throat swelling shut. She knew she was facing the right direction, knew the minute she opened her eyes she would see him. With one last fortifying breath, Miranda opened her eyes. There he stood, not quite as she'd remembered him, but there was no mistaking him. Coal black hair and flashing green eyes, the easy air of a London gentleman, with the build of the veriest Corinthian. He was perhaps more formal, less relaxed than she remembered him. He was older, 3 years older, in fact, and he wasn't smiling. That was the most startling difference. He hadn't been smiling the last time she'd seen him, but somehow in her mind, she still imagined him the way he had once been. Easy, companionable, smiling, nearly always smiling. "Carter," she heard herself quietly say, and knew her shock and dismay were clear in her tone.
"Miranda," he acknowledged, with a sophisticated, if slightly curt, inclination of his head.
He was obviously unhappy to see her. Why, after over 3 years, did that still hurt?
"You've come, then?"
"As you can see,"
Carter replied with something like a shrug and a smirk. Years' worth of desperate hopes died in that instant, with that look. Carter had never looked at her that way before. The Carter she'd known would never have laughed at her. He might even have been happy to see her. He would at least have pretended to be. For a moment, Miranda was tempted to turn around and run out of the house, or head for the servant's staircase in order to avoid him. Instead, she lifted her chin a fraction and offered Carter a brief curtsy. She made her way calmly up the stairs with as dignified an air as she could manage.
"Dinner will be served at 8, Miranda," Carter said as she neared him.
Miranda stopped on the step directly below him.
"Dinner is usually at 6, she said.
"London hours,"
he answered with an authoritative raise of his eyebrow. His expression offered no room for compromise or consideration. Miranda saw no warmth or humor in his distinctive green eyes. Yes, Carter had definitely changed.
"This is your home, my lord," Miranda resumed her climb.
"You remember who I am, then?"
Carter asked from somewhere behind her. She stopped once more, and without looking back at him, said,
"Carter Alexander Harford, 7th Viscount Devereux."
"Is that all?"
She took a few breaths in hopes of keeping her voice steady.
"And you are my husband," she said in something barely above a whisper.
"I wondered if you remembered that."
Miranda heard Carter's footsteps descend the staircase. Fighting herself with every step she took, she made her way up the stairs and down the first floor corridor to the room she'd called her own for 3 years, 2 months, and 9 days. She had found some degree of peace and healing in that tiny corner of the world, away from the home she had once shared with Carter, away from the pain and heartache he'd caused her. Clifton Manor was her hiding place, her refuge. Hannah, her lady's maid, was waiting for her as she always was at this time of day.
"Come, sit